News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Right now, we turn our attention to a different story dominating the headlines, and it's about the Boeing 737 MAX airplanes, which have been banned from Irish and EU airspace following concerns over their safety. To discuss the impact of this decision further, we're joined by the aviation analyst Alex Macheras. Alex, am I right in thinking that this is fairly unprecedented? We've seen lots of crashes in recent years, and I don't remember a time where you've got one of the major world airline manufacturers on one side saying, yes, our planes are absolutely safe, and then all these regulators saying, no, it isn't.
This is really unprecedented territory, because ultimately we have this huge imbalance across the globe right now, where we have the manufacturer insisting this aircraft is safe, and we have their airline customers, regulators of country aviation authorities, and entire country governments themselves saying, well, we're not so sure. And in response to them saying they're not so sure, they have grounded the 737 MAX fleet at countries around the world, including the whole of Europe. And airlines that are dotted independently across the globe are also grounding their fleet, banning the aircraft from airspace. It's completely new territory just to witness that division between not having faith in what the manufacturer is saying.
I assume Boeing then are pointing to their own internal safety checks, but also the types of safety checks that need to be carried out before a new airplane is licensed to fly, and saying, look, it's passed everything it needed to pass. What exactly is the problem that the regulators have?
Well, it seems that the stakes were much higher this time round in terms of the evidence that countries needed to see following the crash of Ethiopian Airlines 737 MAX on Sunday. It appears that ultimately countries around the world and regulators haven't been satisfied with this immediate aftermath period, because it is unusual and unprecedented to have a brand new aircraft suffer its second most fatal crash in just the space of 5 months. That hasn't happened before. Now, when you look at the dynamics of this crash, we knew that for this time, Boeing, it would be different. And that was reflective of the fact that when the markets opened on Monday, Boeing's share price fell the most it has fallen since the immediate aftermath of 9/11. So this is extremely significant in even their investors realizing that ultimately this is not just a normal accident. Boeing needed to supply quick answers when they were determining the immediate aftermath, to be able to settle the fears across the industry that, yes, this aircraft is safe.
Alex, is the answer out there? Is the answer in the information in the black box? Or is the way to get these airplanes back in the air a whole new battery of tests carried out by some independent body?
Well, the answer could be in the results of the black box. And ultimately, they haven't been made available to the public just yet. That extraction has taken place because the black boxes were found very fast, and it's very easy to extract the data on the scale of things. But ultimately, the criteria now is unclear. With Boeing acknowledging that the countries worldwide have grounded and banned this aircraft, and then continuing to insist that it's safe, I'm not so sure how they get out of this deadlock. I mean, airlines haven't asked for anything specifically. They are just saying that as of now, their trust is not in this aircraft. And one by one, they started to ground and ban. So Boeing really need to now be upping their reassurance worldwide,
okay,
to prove to the world that this aircraft is still safe.
Alex Macheras, aviation analyst. Alex, thanks a million for speaking to us.